Well, welcome to the second day of our conference, and I hope you've had enough sleep, those of you especially who were with us last night. Winston says he's all right. You know, I mean, what was it, 5 hours of sleep? But you're used to this. But what do you do? I mean, what's your secret?
I mean, you do this every day.
Party animal. So,
force of habit, then. Force of habit. Okay, this morning's session, I mean the whole thing till lunchtime, is slightly loose in terms of time. The main block that we have, that's we're moving around, as it were, is Jesse's presentation on the work he does, you know, with the Birmingham Popular Music Archive. So even though we're running a bit behind time already, we'll make this up because, you know, I mean, after Jess, we were thinking we'd have an hour or so for either an open workshop for Tony Grimaud downstairs in the studio, and or to turn that into a more general, you know, planning meeting for the foundation. And you know, everyone here, at least, I mean, I don't know who will be joining us later this morning, but I'm sure that everyone here would not only be interested in what would be said at that point, but also has something to contribute in one way or another to that discussion. We could even break up for lunch a little early if necessary. Anyway, this morning we thought it would be a good idea to invite the other two people other than myself who are legally responsible for the M3P Foundation, and that's Michael Bujaya here and Alex Gregg. They've decided to switch from what we had last September in the the inaugural symposium, and so Michael's the one who's going to do more talking this time.
Not that much. Don't
he's prepared a little thing to say, which is in Maltese, which I will paraphrase for the benefit of those of us in this room who don't speak Maltese on a daily basis. But I will paraphrase what he has to say. But then the discussion will conduct that in English. Yeah. So that way, you know, we're all inclusive. This is mercifully relatively short.
Yes, it is short.
And there are no visuals, and hence, you know, the nice lovely logo that we have on the screen. So anyway, I'll just grab myself a little bit of water because. Unlike Winston, I'm not used to going 5 hours of sleep a night.
Boom.
And and I'll sit down and shut up, and not necessarily in that order.
No, thank you, Tom. Right. Bill Malti.
It's okay, I'll paraphrase.
I don't mind.
No, but whatever you feel comfortable with.
I'll probably slip in and out of Maltese and English. لا هنبدأ بالمالتي مالا متى جينا بيش نتكلمو دوار دين سيجي في دي الكونفرنس عمير في دي سيجمنت بارتيكولار اللي هنتكلم ين ما ريتش نرجع نهدي داك الفياتش اللي عملنا الدربة الوهرة بال كيف وصلت sort of الكونشت اللي تكلمت ماتوني وما عليكس وما بستاني سوهرة كيف هنستوى الشول تدان الاركيفيار تدان البروجيت أفوليا يربط حفنا في عمنت مال السكوب برينشيبالي برو اللوم نحسب اكثر امبورتانت اللي من سبتمبر لا ونا نتكلم فورسي نرى ولا شيء دوار البروبليم اللي وشرتو كومنت اللي فورسي جو مودي علينا في داك اللي عنده شيء اسمى الفي شرتو بنز ما فاتهوش بي جو شرتو ارتستي ما عملوش بي جنا فوق الام تي بي فورسي كانت الراجوني مش فورسي نحسب كانت الراجوني الفي فورسي ما كبرنيش داس كم حسبنا اللي هتكبر من سبتمبر وسسا l-M3P pala ammont ta pagini.
Can I paraphrase that in a couple of sentences?
Yeah, sure.
What Michael is actually saying is that what he would like to address this morning is the whys in terms of lack of engagement from people he expected would by now have already engaged in one way or another with the M3P. So why have some people, you know, he thought would say register on the site or even write a page and all that, haven't done that yet. That's
Bladubi, what are the problems? Kienet, El Hin. Bonjour, Steve. كانت الهين مما تتكلم مشاهد كانت يقول لك هين ما عنديش هين أوبيامنت لأسين ما عندي هين هالكل هات تجبيري الفات اللي دايم قديم شهاجة وفي الحياة أنا كل هات أكوبات شهاجة برو إنا الرسبوستة تيها كانت إدا تكون ما نفش جبري أوبيامنت انتم وكل تقيتوش ما دات تبتا كومنتي من شرطونيز برو إنا الرسبوستة كانت مين متى نسيقوي الفيسبوك متى نكون يعد فوق الفيسبوك ونبدأ نهارا بطا فلوم بوستس tal-gruppi. Kul ħadd jipposti għalhemm u lagħu ċuċati u min itella' videos. Hekk int kellek biżejjed ħin biex taħli toqgħod tipposti għal imbarazz u ċuċati, hekk tiddedika darba f'xahar nof siegħa fuq. L-ewwel darba forsi toħloq tiddedika siegħa biex tagħmel il-paġna propja, ma thereafter inti updating se jkollok, jiġifieri kemm tista' taħli ħin fiha.
So, in essence, it would seem that from the exchanges he's had with people is that, that the main problem is clearly time, which he finds is a problem for himself too. But at the same time, he sees how much time people waste, literally, on Facebook. And some of it is to do things that would,
most of it, actually.
Yeah, would also be well-served, being preserved in the N3P. And so the time commitment, he figures, other than the initial commitment of maybe an hour or two to really get involved or get started. After that, it's just a few minutes here and there, and that's all.
Basically, I mean, probably speak a lot of him. I mean,
so time isn't really a problem unless you think it is, essentially.
Essentially, right, what's that? Essa. Ovvjament il-biċċa xogħol l-oħra kienet minn dan ukoll bdejt nieħu idea li meta tiffaċċjhom bir-risposta dwar il-ħin għottihom dik l-ispjegazzjoni, kulħadd jew jibda jlaqlaq jew ma jafseq bad jgħidlek jew għax hekk jew għax ma fhimx jew bdejt nassum li forsi il-problema qiegħda li ħafna mill-gruppi l-artisti Maltin ma femux li l-missjoni tal-M3P l-għan taħħa u l-potenzjal taħħa jom ma jafux biha totalment għax hemm fil-fatt gruppi li qas jafu biha sfortunatament u naħseb illi għadhom ma jafhmux illi l-M3P l-suċċess taħħa jista' jkun biss fil-kontribut attiv tagħhom li huma jikkontribwixxu wkoll mhux jistennew il-bajda ta' fħalhom biex niftehmu.
So in essence, as Michael sees it, it's that the real problem is that people are either completely unaware of what the site is about, or they
or of its existence,
understood
actually.
what its purpose really is. And so because of that, there is a lack of engagement rather than time being the actual problem.
Iktar minn hekk ukoll il-fatt li ma fhumux li huma jridu jkunu
il-kontributuri wkoll. And that it's something that is based on crowdsourcing rather than there's a central authoritative desk that things get handed to and then those go on. So that it's a wiki and how a wiki works basically.
Issa, tal-istadju wkoll dawk il-gruppi li qalu li ma smajx b'M3P jew l-artisti jew nies li ma semgħux b'M3P, rajta daqas trambala għaliex naħseb mill-lat ta' exposure, ta' promozzjoni ta' sit u tal-proġett, naħseb li kellna mhux ħażin, forsi jena jgħidu jista' jkun hemm iktar. Però naħseb li kellna artikli fil-gazzetta għal-darba darbtejn full features, intervisti, kemm meta għamilna symposium u l-inaugurazzjoni oriġinali f'Settembru u kemm matul it-triq. Ġifieri kellna biċċiet l-emula u li kienu jsemmu l-affarijiet li ma relatati ma l-M3P. U anki permezz tal-poddati tiegħek li inti dejjem tagħmel referenza għall-MTP, ġifieri kull artist li jsegwi l-poddati tiegħek suppost li huwa ifhimni għall-korrente mal-fatt li teżisti l-MTP u x'jista' jagħmel fiha.
So essentially Michael doesn't think that it's a question of promoting what we're doing, because he feels that we're adequately, not overly, but adequately promoting what the M3P is through newspaper articles in the Sunday Times, which he's done, other newspaper articles, as well as through Facebook and through my weekly podcasts, where every song or piece of music that's played gets tied in with the N3P. So anyone who's informed or discovers that their stuff has been included on my podcast automatically then. So that's roughly 4 or 5 new ads each week, every week, basically. That's one way to promote it. So in essence, what he's saying is he doesn't understand why some people say, I have no idea what the N3P is.
Especially bands and artists.
Yeah, when they're musicians or artists involved in the scene.
Mhux, u naħseb li kif għadna li daw il-bands li mhux forsi qed jieħdu din l-inizjattiva, naħseb dik hija il-problema prinċipali li rridu nindirizzaw forsi niddiskutu wara li naf nitkellem. Naħseb kif se nippreżentaw din il-ħaġa, naħseb hemmhekk qiegħda l-qofol ta' kollox, il-gruppi rridu naraw kif. Waħda nġibulhom il-proġett tal-M3P iktar viċin tagħhom. Tajt li għorajt, spoon feeding, ma t-tet ġibulom patrabi kważi, għax ek inizjattiva f-tit li xejina il-bira wara l-workshop ta' Tony Grimmo, konna għed nitkelmu u għahda ma laffariet li semmejt kienet, kamen darba jkunem, band jiġi fuq tajdu blem trippi, jitħol fija, emmen ma jitħol xej fija, ma dawk li jihduna għal-interessu jitħlu fija, jifittex il-band jow jow ismu jajlek, ma għandix page, ma midlix page, dina kienet tiftakar eżempju klassiku. U inti tajlu il-page tittamela, ma mhux ħatagħmel li inti. Dak każ il-bieraħ tkellimna fuq u għaw, waraw mort nagħmel program tar-radju, kelli mista nistgħu ngħid il-characters, kif għattilhom fuq l-M3P li għandhom 3 entries li ktibtin fuq l-M3P, ma mhux il-paġna uffiċjali. Kollha, għamilinna l-page, għamilinna. Ma fimx il-punt. Qed nispjegalek x'inhu M3P, qed nispjegalek li ġa għandek 3 entries il-page teżisti il-link. Għax ovvjament meħabba li jem l-entries l-ohra, ġifieri inti kull ma tittamel, tirreġistra u tibda tibni. I mean.
So Michael thinks that one solution or one approach that you know, the sort of work that we do should take is to have more direct communication with the artists, essentially. And he's thinking that this may be rather problematic in its own right. Because he gave the example yesterday how on his weekly radio show, where he features only Maltese music, he had one of the longest standing, you know, bar bands in Malta, and he told them how they have 3 entries on the N3P, and these relate to reproductions of things he's written about them in the Sunday Times. And they said, well, why don't you also make a page for us? And so then he explained to them how that's for them to do, or you know, or whoever handles their PR, or even, you know, for their fans or whoever. But that the engagement there, it's not seen, I mean, and I'm adding here just to paraphrase what he said, you know, it's not seen as it's what you would do, say, with a MySpace page or with a Reverb Nation page or that sort of thing. But it's seen as, you know, well, you know, you're the experts, you know, give us our page, basically. And he thinks the solution is to address that kind of mindset directly.
All right. Mela, kif konna najt, jina naħseb li dik hija il-problema li rridu niffaċċjaw, il-fatt li l-artisti u l-gruppi lokali irridu jafu li irridu jkunu huma stess li jikkontribwixxu, mhux se ngħidu li ma ngħinuhomx, mhux se ngħidu li ma ngħinuhomx, aħna dejjem offrejnilhom li min għandu bżonn xi ħaġa, hemm jien, hemm inti, hemm Alex, hemm anke Noel u hemm Lito wkoll li dejjem huma pretty much available li jistgħu jiġu kuntattjati għal xi ħaġa jew oħra, u jekk m'għandkux nafa' jien naf nirreferi għal ħadd ieħor, jiġri. Mhux dik il-problema li m'hemmx xi ħadd biex jgħin. Ġifieri dik ma naħsibx li hija risposta li jistgħu jiskappaw minnha nara jien. Naħseb li rridu nispjegawlhom aħjar ir-rwol tagħhom, naħseb dak li għadhom ma fehmux il-gruppi. Hija sfortunatament sitwazzjoni li niffaċċjaw u naħseb il-bieraħ konna tinsemmuha wkoll ma nafx minn kien int kont isfel Alex ukoll meta konna ma' Tony. Għadna li hija problema naħseb tal- bands Maltin in ġenerali li jistennaw kollox isir ilhom, mhux ftit huma dawk li jieħdu naqxa inizjattiva jew jimmotivaw ruhom minnaħa tagħhom hekk mhux xi ħadd qed ilestilhom daqsxejn wittilhom it-triq. Kif din mhux biss fl-M3P jiġifieri, biex intik eżempju jien bħal Noel nikteb fil-gazzetta u regolari u jiġi grupp jgħidlek ma ktibċej dwari. Hello. Enti għaddejt li, e-mail, jew diska, jew l-informazzjoni. Eh, le, skużani, kif ħansiba jien jekk int ma taddi li xejn?
So what Michael is basically saying now that this isn't clearly a situation that's exclusive to the M3P. You know, even from his you know his writings in the Sunday Times, and as Lowell here, who also writes for another of the Sunday papers in Maltese, you know, can testify. There's kind of a lack of initiative from artists in handing out press releases or sending promotional material, and then they expect that you report on what's happening somehow. And this is an issue that we faced for many, many years. This is what my...
I can fully understand that as well, coming from many people who are not either computer savvy or... not interested in putting stuff up or just...
Well, you mean in creating and contributing to M3P or just to contact...
In terms of many musicians... Huh? Many musicians...
You know?
In terms of promoting them.
In terms of many musicians...
But this was before computer, and this is something that was before computers existed in Malta, that we've had this problem.
No, we used to have this even in the days...
When I used to write my articles with the pen.
I think it's not a problem or a Malta issue. I think what I'm saying is that... there are many musicians who just basically not concerned that it's just somebody else should do it for them. There are also many musicians or artists who will do all the self-promotion and they're very good. Mm-hmm. But I think there are many people who are just not concerned about it and they think somebody else is...
And that is fair enough. Yes. But when you come to me later and say... why didn't you write about my band ever?
No, I understand.
You can't, you know, ask me why I didn't write about your band if you've never given me information or contacted me with what you're up to, you know? It's a two-way thing. Oh,
Michel. No, of course.
Another thing, li xtaqt nindirza, ma kienx pjanata, di mal-birah waqt il-workshop, wara l-workshop, waqt il-workshop, fattem Medgar ukoll, u għamet li xuta l-urġenza li jiġi arkivjat ċerta informazzjoni minħabba dvarja skont il-ġenerazzjonijiet ħareġ minn dik id-diskussjoni l-bieraħ li min huwa iżar m'għandux moħħ li joqgħod mhux qed jagħti każ l-arkivjar bħalissa jien qed indoq u moħħni biss fil-gigli qed nagħmel bħalissa s-single ħanoħroġ u l-video li ħanoħroġ u nixxerrita fil-Facebook, eċetera, eċetera. Però ħarġet dil-biċċa xogħol interessanti ħafna kemm minnaħ ta' Grimo u kemm minnaħ ta' Edgar u ħassejt li għandha tissemma wkoll li għaliex hija torbot ukoll ma' parti mill-problema. Illi kważi huma n-nies li huma f'ġenerazzjonijiet naqra ikbar illi jaħsbu fihom dawn l-affarijiet ta' arkivjar forsi iż-żgħar m'għandhomx il-moħħ forsi dik hu parti mill-effort mill-isforzi tagħna jridu jkunu. Illi nindirizzaw daw il-gruppi iż-żgħar u ndaħlu l-għom f-moħħom l-importanza li jibdew minn issa jarkivjaw l-affarijiet.
Ma tistawx, taw jider li, però, fl-waqt li dina dejt jibbis importanti li nifmu li l-ħrajn ma social networks, allura xin nitkellem
għadha. Prova fehmu.
Jibdew għom għal-lower response, man xin jislaħin li għal-kulċert saqsuni.
Fair enough.
Ma tistax li l-arkitettura tal-M3P ikkun mibnija li t-prompt jadak li t-fa social network.
So in essence, from yesterday's
after yesterday's workshop, I think Darren was there.
What Michael is coming to also realize is that there's a sort of a generational thing going on.
Michael can please. No, it was Harjet from the discussion.
It's a realization that, that you're coming to is that the people who are the people in generation, not only necessarily in terms of age, but you know the people who are the active generation, as it were, are less likely to be engaged in the sort of work that would come from projects like ours. In essence, what Steve then interjected with is this idea of gratification and return in terms of, you know, expanding that effort. And so what Steve's question was, it relates to whether there is a way to combine or to data mine, as it were, stuff that's on Facebook by certain users directly into the M3P. In some ways, is either to directly archive what happens on places like Facebook into the M3P by acts that are in some way or other registered within the database, but also then to essentially even just, you know, sweep things and bring them in. This is Steve's question, and I interjected with that, saying that I'm sure we'll come to that eventually. And what I didn't elaborate on, which I do now, Steve, is to say that that will probably come up in the technical issues roundtable we have this afternoon. I don't know if Michael was going to address that. But anyway,
definitely, this archiving equals older people was an element of it yesterday. Okay, whether we like it or not, the older you get, the more you become nostalgic about your past. If you're in a band right now and you're making that,
Agus Tony was here, but he'll tell you that two of the most active people or musicians involved are you know, one of them is this, it's a teenage band called Three Stops to China or something.
Yeah. But what I'm saying, I'm telling you what I heard yesterday. One, this was Lavage. The second one, which is a very basic one, is people still have a problem with knowing how to update the blessed thing. Now, I think some progress has been made with the work that Tony Gilmore has been making with a kind of cheat sheet, saying, this is the way you use a wiki, so this is what the hashtag means. Let's face it, there are easier, it's much easier to update a page on Facebook than it is to update a page on a wiki. We have to...
Mm-hmm. Having said that, I believe that... this is something I've actually relayed to these bands who come up with this same point, is that Facebook essentially is a bulletin board.
It's easy,
but it's a bulletin board. It doesn't do the same thing that this is doing. This is actually archiving and preserving the whole process, whereas Facebook is, you have a gig this week, you've posted it, it's past, gone. The band doesn't even care about it anymore.
But actually, what actually said was that you feel...
I know. I'm not addressing your bit.
A link which you say, okay, post this on M3P, and then you put it on Facebook.
Yes. No, that's
something else. At the minute we create a new page on Facebook, it actually comes up on M3P, it immediately pops up on Facebook.
Because the reason is that when one is posting on a database, which is an archive, he or she is much more conscious about the text being put in. Mm-hmm. Rather than on Facebook, when you literally write whatever comes into your mind.
Exactly. But that's what I try to explain to them, that what they do on Facebook might be instantly reacted to by everybody else who's there on their friend list or whatever. But in the long run, like recently one of my groups, the radio show group that I have, it was going to be archived. So everything on that was going to be practically lost. To all the friends, because who's going to look in the archives for something else there? Luckily, I had it upgraded and it's still there. But you can't rely on Facebook. It can come out one day and say, Isma, I'm sweeping everything off. It's not working out, you know, or something. I need to clean it out. And it's not the same with M3P. It stays there.
Mike, what you were referring to, this is the M3P page that Alex and I created on Facebook. And what we've done is through an app called RSS Graffiti, we've picked the feed from the M3P wiki that's just there, basically, for new entries, for any new pages. And you'll see that any new page that gets created gets a check out the most recent page created on the M3P, and feel free to edit it if you'd like to make it better. This one is about the granules. And what it does there, it adds... So I'll show you another example here. See, this one is about Blade, for example, right? And so
And this is one that Michael created. Lib66 is Michael. And this is one that I created. Here's my name there as the username. And this is generated automatically. I mean, this other stuff is stuff that people posted on the wall. Here's Tony telling people, you know, about the workshops. I'm getting a bit worried about him, to be quite honest. And here's a couple of people who decided to post their videos from YouTube up on the M3P Facebook page. You know, now one of these, I think it's the Bridget Bone one, is referred to on their page on the M3P. Whereas this one, although there is a page about Cristabel Kurmi, I think, I don't know that there's any direct reference to this video specifically, or what's going on. Here's another one that she put on. This one, she says, you know, where it comes from and what the song is called. And there's Grimaud again, and there's more of them. So here's, you know, another one from Michael. Here's one from Pupital Lob, who we saw last night. You know, and here's a newspaper article.
That's from Pupital Lob as well.
Yeah.
So can't it under the other way around if people feel more comfortable with Facebook? Can they put in the information in Facebook and it goes to M3P?
Well, this is one of the things that's been floating around for some time. I'm not sure how we can mine Facebook's API because it's not so open, is it? There.
I'm sure it's not. Well, parts of the API are, but my big issue there is if you're pulling things from the Facebook public feeds, you have an issue that, yes, the artists might themselves be pumping stuff through, but you may also be including stuff from people who may not necessarily want their stuff archiving it that way.
Mm-hmm. Making an assumption.
Yeah, about
some people issues. Wanting to, because the other thing you need to understand is that Facebook technically it was in a closed taxonomy of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. So now you can get around that if you put in some conditions somewhere up top and say, look, we reserve the right to anything you're going to put here. No, I'm just saying,
just saying what Janine said yesterday, though. Yeah. Because Janine says, no, that's not an issue at all.
Right.
And, you know, because you're not exploiting the archive in any way.
But it's public. This is the difference between M3P and Facebook.
Because Facebook basically. I think the default security settings now set so that effectively it's friends only,
yeah,
and not open to everybody. There's a difference between that and the M3P, which is open to everybody for you.
Yeah. But if someone friends the M3P bot,
yeah,
knowing that they're friending something or someone called M3P bot, and what it says in the description on the M3P bot page is, this page will scour your profile. Yes,
that's the way you have to go.
I'm not page, I'm not this page, yeah. Most group.
Yeah, no, it's a page.
It's just page.
So basically, it's only open to people who like it.
But no, this, yeah, exactly.
It's only visible.
It's visible. No, it's visible. Wait. If you find.
Full content is.
The full content will be to people who actually press the like button,
yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you want to post to it, you have to like it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Correct. Like every other page, all right. Yeah, but that means that also anybody who wants to post to M3P has to somehow join.
I think there's some admin work we have to do. So first of all, I don't know if it's technically feasible. That maybe
it's possible. I don't know how difficult it might be, but it's possible.
Okay. But the second thing is there is a kind of legal issue that we need to clarify that whatever is going to be put in here is automatically going to be uploaded on a public-facing open site like m3p.com.mt. Facebook is still a hybrid kind of state.
Okay. But the other thing, that the point that can also be made is in terms of, and again, I wish Tony was here because, you know, this is exactly one of the things that he's focusing on, is issues of usability on MediaWiki and the way we have, what's it called, you know, our wiki for the M3P set up right now, in that it's not such a familiar kind of interface. Whereas, you know, a man going to MySpace or going to Reverb Nation or something like that, and they're already, say, familiar with Facebook, won't find those interfaces as alien for inputting. I honestly don't know what it is, to be quite honest.
honest. And I think, you know, one of the things that Tony is going to need to do, and I know he's quite interested in doing, is a usability study, as it were. And so, but you know, there's no point in going into much detail about that since, for some reason, he's not here.
Kont pratikament spiċċaj, dina kien qed kollha żvilupp li ħareġ minn dik li tkellimna l-bir wara l-workshop u ovvjament naħseb idraw biex niltaqgħu dwar din ma nafx hekk hux tinvolvi xi kulħadd minn f'dan il-lat, però rridu nsawru il-problema fejn rridu ngħaddu dan pakkett ta' informazzjoni lill-artisti li dak li qed jagħmlu huma qed jgħin lilna u aħna qed ngħinu lilhom fl-istess ħin biex din tkun mhux biss mezz. Tista' tintuża bħala mezz ta' promozzjoni, tista' tkun sors ta' riċerka once li tibqa' mantenuta bl-updates u kollox minnaħa tagħhom u in ġenerali qed tifforma parti minn xi ħaġa li s'issa qatt ma kien hemm.
So in essence this is the end of Michael's presentation in Maltese. He concluded there, you know, by saying that what it really boils down to is further communication, explication of what the work really is.
To get the bands on board,
to
participate
more. Collaboration and to understand that there's something in it for whoever invests into it, and you know, it's a mutually beneficial thing. Sorry, Steve, you were going to ask me something.
Could it be that, for example, the bands, which who post possibly not just the video links, but also photos on Facebook, wouldn't be encouraged to put it on M3P if we have that facility, because they say, oh, they already archived on M3P something, you know, kind of.
So kind of putting the RSS graffiti link, also applying to photos.
Could be defeating our own purpose to have them on the M3P site.
I'm not sure where we are now, whether we're putting things on Facebook or taking things from Facebook. What are you asking me to say?
No, because it seems that people could go directly to Facebook if they like, rather than going to M3P, the database. Post their photos there, and they stay there,
and on Facebook.
Yeah, because it gives you the facility.
Yes, and that is the case as such.
So
I mean,
should admin uplift them from Facebook and put them to the entry piece?
Well, this is the issue that what's his name brings up. What Alex, brings up. I mean, here are a couple of examples that relate to this. So, for example, here's Lawrence Magrin, one of whose pictures I
about 1,000 pictures.
You know,
no.
That looks odd. That shouldn't be him.
No, Lawrence with a W.
Okay. There he is. So Lawrence.
The other one looked nicer, though.
In his, he has. For example, let's see what he has here. See a photo. So Lawrence, as an example, was actively collecting pictures of old bands. Let's see where he
wrote this thing.
But he had. Has he removed them? He had albums that were called, you know, 60s bands, 70s bands. This is what he had. Where did they go?
Just go in there. Probably there's some of them there.
But he's. I mean.
Yeah, but there's a few of him.
Yeah, so he was updating this sort of thing. You know? I mean, this is the Lost Sound. And he wasn't in the Lost Sound. You know, and this is. So, and also, he's writing who the lineup was. See, from the Lost Sound. You know, this sort of thing. I mean, I downloaded a very problematic plugin called Photojacker, which has actually now been taken down. And through Photojacker, you can download the whole album. And so I've actually downloaded to my laptop most of the photos that I'm trying to look for and can't find now.
Għallek folder Lawrence Magrin, ta?
Fekin.
Esfer, mi għon t-tqallek għan misfer.
Għawek.
Oh!
Għallek, dakal, xismu. No, it's, oh no, I think it's in here. I think I've put them in here already. I thought I did at least. But anyway, I've collected, I literally downloaded all those, let me see if I can find them. No, these are just three of them. Anyway, but there's literally hundreds of these photos that, okay, granted, you know, I mean, I'm doing this in a public forum right now rather than sitting alone at my computer trying to find them. But they're hard to find. And
he's been actually going directly to the musicians,
yeah,
to get those photos.
Yeah, and so...
Not just his own collection, but he's actually been...
Yeah. And the main purpose of his collecting them is that he hopes that one day, and Michael know that the likelihood of this one day coming soon is highly unlikely, of it coming soon, not of it ever coming, of it coming soon, that one day he'll publish these in a book.
Mm-hmm. We were supposed to start this about 2 years ago or 3 years ago, the book.
So, you know, I mean... And again, you have this from others. I mean, someone who I was hoping would join us at some point this weekend is Philip, who's now busy with his memorabilia
exhibitions.
But you know, again, the same thing. He has quite a bit of this kind of stuff. So an example of that would be this is the scene that he organized back in the early 80s. So what you have here are even, like, you know, on Facebook, old scans of old programs, you know, of band names, who the bands were, you know, what their playlists were.
That were going to play in the festival.
Yeah. So this is...
So this was a small write-up about each band?
The 12th of August of 1981, and here's a set list. Oh, he's still alive. Good. Good.
Alive and kicking.
I hope your ear's not burning, because we mentioned you a lot. Yeah. So, you know, and this is clearly not the sort of stuff you would expect on Facebook.
Right?
And I mean, he hasn't even tagged anyone on here. And there are people here. Yeah, there are people here who are on Facebook. So if you're just looking at this, Joe Mitzi's on Facebook, John Gaffa's on Facebook, Gino's on Facebook, Nikki's dead, and I don't know about Pierre whether he's on Facebook. So, but none of them are tagged. So they probably don't even know that he put this up, and then not even as a caption. Lawrence McGrain, the other one I went to, you know, says John Gaffa is a dear friend of mine. He used to play with Magnet in the '70s. Oh, that's interesting.
Another piece of information.
Gino McAuliffe is also with my Facebookie. He is one of the bass players I really like. You know, I even just as a phenomenon in itself, I find this interesting. You know, and I would tend to go with what Janine was explaining to us yesterday. You know, to hell with privacy and rights and all that. I'll take it, and if they'll ask me to remove it, I'll remove it and put it in a dark archive. And the dark archive, right now, for me personally, happens to be my laptop. I've already downloaded all of these, but I've only managed to download the images because even PhotoJacker doesn't take the captions or the comments, which are also valuable information.
What we have to be aware of is that, obviously, we all know that there's a recent research in interest in Militantia, and this is publication mode, anything which is Maltese, basically. And one lacuna which has been, people have spoken to me, some writers, is when that, the for example, there's the book collection from Kulama Culturali,
mm-hmm.
The one glaring lacuna was a book about Maltese rock bands.
Mm-hmm.
And so it could be that some people are not coming forward because they're accruing this material, like you're mentioning, Marguerite. But another thing could be that if data is going to be accrued on the N3P, somebody's going to find the pie in the oven and just eat it.
Well, this is the point. But this is the point that Janine was making yesterday. And this is where database writes come in, you know. So that sort of stuff is protected by law, as it were.
But you can use it for research purposes.
Yes, for personal research purposes. And
then write a book about it.
So yes, I mean, it depends on whether the pie is being stolen or whether the pie is being asked whether it can be offered for public consumption.
But you know, I'm in the book trade.
Yeah, sure.
I've heard it through the grapevine many times that, listen, we need a book about Maltese rock bands.
Yeah, sure.
So people are aware
of this. No, no. Lawrence, in fact, what you're talking about, because Lawrence is not actually hoarding his stuff away because he's doing it on the side. I know because he asked me to write the book with him. And that's why it hasn't happened, because I haven't had the time and he hasn't had the time to actually meet and start doing it. That's the only reason it hasn't happened. Really. And as far as people finding the information on M3P and doing something similar, well, I mean, they could just as easily have done it about anything else.
If I may, just but a case in point, John Bellazac was a very good friend of mine, and lately he has put up a Facebook account.
Finally.
Why?
Finally.
Because it's easy to use. John is not at all a computer guy, at all. But he loves this archiving business. And as you can see, many people are using Facebook as an archive of photos or anything, not just about music, about anything. And the feedback I've had from the few people I've talked to, at bands especially, is that the main thing is, as soon as they go into the M3P website, they get stuck. Book. There's nothing inviting them to go in and contribute. Especially people who are not very technical.
Yeah, I mean, it ironically, John is a registered user of the M3P.
Yeah, you know why, but...
Because you...
I was in front of him on the
And so there's a page that I started about the sound system and about his band that he's contributed to. And, you know, I mean, and indeed, I mean, if someone is would be excellent for the kind of oral history that we were talking about yesterday, it would certainly be him. You know, I mean, there's plenty others, of course, but...
Because even if you take a look at the website of Maltese bands, they're not updated.
No.
I mean, I'm going to take one artist, Ira Losco, all right? Go on her site, and the last updates are from last year.
From the remix album?
Yeah.
That's the last update, because that's the last thing she did.
I work very close with her.
No, that's the last thing she did.
Because she has a team of people, and now those people are busy doing their own exams. And they're not bothered.
No, my even. That's also because she has done nothing else since.
All right. But there are updates at least. What's
happening? I would still put an update
saying,
listen, at the moment I'm working on new material in the studio and that's
her
it.
Blog, for example, it dates back since...
Their
own website.
Yeah. A lot of people start out, you know...
There's this database to update... I think you should do is even promise them some kind of return that doing some information on your website, you're going to get noticed.
We'll give them a lot.
There are other people, not financially, in search engines.
Uh-huh.
All right?
Actually, this is an important point. What's my return on my investment in people? That needs to be communicated to people. It's clearly it's not good.
But that is part of what I was just saying. We have to put it forward to them and explain what the benefit of being, having a presence, a page, information on M3P is going to do for you.
Part of what you're doing. I mean, part of what Tony's going to do is not just the cheat sheets as to how to use this and make it easier. It's also what's in it for you, and it has to be structured in language that people can actually understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but the generational thing that came up, even from yesterday's discussion that Mike mentioned, you know, with Tony and all, I think we don't really need to talk, or rather, we shouldn't really consider people in general. There's different types. That is to say, yesterday, for example, I know, or I hope at least, that the Gallia family really understood what we're trying to do in a way they hadn't before. So that level of engagement, they said, wow. This is amazing. You know, I mean, this is what you're doing? Yeah, we want to be a part of this. You know, we want, you know, for there to be, when we're gone, for there to be a record of what we did, or at least what we and others around us consider to be the most essential work that we did, to remain accessible somehow. And not once did they see any difficulty out of any of the things that we've perceived that are difficulties, except communication. So, you know, communicating and this, the sense of community, which I'm hoping that Jez will address in his presentation in a minute.